call the conference committee to order. We're having a conference on the operating and mental health appropriation bills, House Bill 285 and House Bill 286. It is 26 after 3 p.m. Thursday, May 10th, 2018, and we are in the Senate Finance Room in the State Capitol. Members present, Representative Paul Seaton, Vice Chairman, Representative Neil Foster, Representative Steve Thompson, Senator Anna McKinnon, Senator Donnie Olson, and myself, Senator Hoffman, as chair. Today's agenda, we have a little smaller agenda than this morning, but just as important, the health and social service budget, revenue, Department of Transportation, public facilities, the university, capital, fund capitalization, permanent fund ERA appropriations, new language and supplemental items, fiscal notes for HB 286, and new labor agreements. With that, we will first take up an issue that we had addressed earlier this morning that needs to be readdressed in the Department of Revenue. Representative Seaton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In the Department of Revenue, I move we rescind our motion adopting item number 4.
And for discussion purposes, do you have some comments, Senator McKinnon?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, the Alaska Permanent Fund's job is to deliver sustainable and compelling investment returns to benefit all current and future generations of Alaska. And to maximize those returns, it matters whether we have a single appropriation or specific appropriations. And so what we did is we created a mix of that structure. And so what you find before us that I'd ask for reconsideration on is a structure to either accept everything under one column or everything under the Senate because they blended together. And so taking one from the other created inconsistency for the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation.
Thank you. Hearing no objection, item number 4 is back before the committee. Representative Seaton.
Mr. Chair, I move the committee adopt the following in the Department of Revenue budget. Item 4, House.
Is there any objection to that motion? Seeing none, that motion passes, and this action closes the conferenceable items in the Department of Revenue's budget. Next is the Department of Health and Social Services. Representative Seaton.
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee adopt the following in the Department of Health and Social Services budget. Item 7, House minus Let me restate the motion. House minus 1,107,200, GF match, and minus 1,107,200 federal, and minus 21 positions.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, that motion passes, and this action closes the conferenceable items in the Department of Health and Social Services budget. And moving on to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, Representative Seaton.
Mr. Chair, I move the committee adopt the following in the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities budget. Item 4, House. Item 5, House.
Are there any objections to that motion? Seeing no objection, that motion passes, and that action closes the conferenceable items in the Department of Transportation Public Facilities budget. The University of Alaska, Representative Seaton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move the committee adopt the following in the University of Alaska's budget. Item 5, House.
Is there objection?
Object.
Can you speak to your objection?
Continuing to raise the budget, so...
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Representative Foster.
Yes.
Representative Seaton.
Yes.
Representative Thompson.
No.
Senator Olson.
No.
Senator Hoffman.
Yes.
Senator McKinnon.
Yes.
That motion passes. That brings us to fund capitalization. Representative Seaton.
Mr. Chair, I move the committee adopt the following in the fund capitalization budget: item 9, Senate; item 10, House; item 11, House.
Is there objection to that motion? Seeing none, that motion passes, and that action closes the conferenceable items in fund capitalization. Moving on to the permanent fund appropriations, Representative Seaton.
I move the committee adopt the following in the permanent fund appropriations: item 1, Senate; item 2, House; item 3, House.
Are there any objections to that motion? Hearing no objections, that motion passes, and this action closes the conferenceable items in the permanent fund appropriations. Language and supplemental items. Representative Seaton.
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee adopt the following in language items: new language item 6. I move we adopt the new language item number 6.
You want to include that new language in 7 as well?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes, new language item 7, and I move we adopt the new language amendment number 7.
Are there objections to that motion? Look at Will Sanity's. Conference committee is called back to order. Representative Seaton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to restate the motion. I move the committee adopt the following items in language: the new language item number 6, and I move that we adopt new language number 6. And this new language instructs the Permanent Fund Corporation and the Department of Revenue to work together so the Permanent Fund Corporation can make cash transfers to the general fund on a schedule that is as fiscally prudent as possible. New language number item 7, and I move we adopt the new language number 7, and this is to this new language fills the FY19 deficit from the ERA if the CBR three-quarter vote provisions fail to pass both bodies.
Is there discussion on either one of these new languages? Seeing none, are there any objections? Hearing no objections, that motion passes and discloses the items in the language and supplemental. Fiscal notes. We will now address fiscal notes that will be added to House Bill 286. Representative Seaton.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the fiscal note appropriation package for House Bill 286.
Is there objection? Seeing representatives,
would you?
You want to object? I'll object for explanation. Representative Seaton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The packet makes appropriations associated with the bills that are listed. If a bill listed either fails to pass, its substance fails to be incorporated in some other measure, or is vetoed by the governor, the appropriations associated with that bill are reduced. And the attached reports prepared by the Legislative Finance Division list the fund sources and the agencies associated with the bill.
I remove my objection. Are there any other objections? Seeing no other objections, that motion passes. Labor agreements, Representative Seaton.
Mr. Chairman, I move the conference committee add and adopt new items 1 and 2 in the labor agreements.
And I will object for explanation. Representative Seaton.
Mr. Chair, the labor agreement item number 1 is a 3-year agreement with the Alaska Public Employees Association for the supervisory unit. Labor agreement number 2 is a 3-year agreement with the Public Employees Local 71 for the labor, trades, and crafts unit. Backup detail of both agreements is available.
Thank you, Representative Seaton. I remove my objection. Are there further objections? Seeing none, that motion passes. Operating bill, Representative Seaton.
Mr. Chairman, I move we give the Legislative Finance and Legislative Legal Services the ability to make technical and conforming adjustments to the Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 286.
Is there objection? Hearing no objection, that motion passes. Representative Seaton.
Mr. Chairman, I move the Conference Committee report out Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 286 with individual recommendations.
Is there objection? Seeing none, that motion passes. If there's a further objection, no. So that motion passes. Now we'll move on to the mental health budget. Representative Seaton.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we give Legislative Finance and Legislative Legal Services the ability to make technical and conforming adjustments to the Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 285.
Is there objection? Seeing no objection, that motion passes. Representative Seaton.
Mr. Chairman, I move the Conference Committee report out of Conference Committee for House Bill 285 with individual recommendations.
Is there objection? Seeing no objection, that motion passes. We'll take a brief report, brief at ease to sign the both reports. We'll call the conference committee back to order. That concludes our business. I would like to take this opportunity to thank you, Representative Seaton, for vice chairman and working with you and the rest of the committee for the last 2 years, Representative Foster, Representative Thomas, co-chairman Senator McKinnon, and Senator Olson. I'd like to also extend my thanks to David Teal and Lacey Sanders and the exceptional crew in Ledge Finance. Megan Wallace, our very talented budget bill drafter at Legislative Legal Services, along with the rest of their staff, Pat Pitney and her staff at OMB. And I'd like to thank the Senate Finance Committee assistants and the secretaries, and to my staff, Pete Eklund, for all of the hard work they have done on behalf of the state of Alaska. I know that the operating budget is one that takes a lot of time and attention, and everyone on your side, your subcommittees, and your members of your subcommittees, and as well as ours, have spent hundreds of hours working on this document on behalf of the state of Alaska. It is one that we have to say no to many people on many different items, but I think the product that we have brought before adopted by the conference committee is one that is going to serve Alaska as well. The one item that there are several items, but all of them I think will be something that all the people of Alaska will benefit from. And I would open it up for additional comments. Senator McKinnon? No? Senator?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I want to thank the senators, all of them, for working with us so diligently. A lot of delicate issues between different caucuses to balance, and I believe that we've come out with a good balance of all of that, and thank you for your cooperation for everyone, as well as my House members and all of the staff that helped.
Is there any other business to come before the committee? If not, we will stand adjourned.